Thanks for coming. And tell your friends they're welcome to come and discuss their husbands, their boyfriends, and their husbands' boyfriends.
What is it about coffee that makes people want to spill their guts?
I don't know, but those guts are going to buy me an outside cabin on a Caribbean cruise.
Yeah, this little beverage venture of yours does seem to be paying off.
Yes, it does. This month, I may actually turn my first profit.
Woohoo! I mean, ka-ching!
I just wish I didn't have to wait until the end of the month to see if I made a profit. Wait a minute, I don't. I'll just call in my profit, Harvey.
Your profit is a big bunny?
Oops. Wrong Harvey. Really wrong, Harvey.
Hi, Harvey, how you doing?
You know, I've been thinking about you a lot recently, and...
No time for chit-chat. Finally, Sabrina, meet Harvey, the profit.
Hi, nice staff.
Yes, the ladies seem to like it.
So, Harvey, is Hilda's going to be showered with shekels by the 30th?
Let's have a look-see. Nothing is coming.
You mean nothing's coming for free?
Oh, so I guess he's not a non-profit.
So what's the deal? Am I going to make money or not?
Not if you keep piddling it away like this.
Next time I go with Isaiah.
This. I've already got a ton of homework. How am I supposed to write a 5-page essay on Hamlet's speech as a window to his madness? What about the window to my madness?
I'm swamped too. I have to write a paper on Picasso, then study for my exams on organic chemistry and comparative religions.
How do you do all this and fit in baseball practice every day?
I've learned to multitask. I'm on my way to the batting cages, and I'm bringing my audio version of the Quran. See ya.
Later. Hey, how's it going?
About as well as Nervous Breakdown 101 can go. Well, you haven't bitten your nails down to the cuticle yet. That's a good sign.
Like, I didn't have enough studying already. Now I've got to write an essay on Hamlet. The school is killing me. They expect me to go to class all day, study all night, and get straight A's.
You don't need straight A's.
After last semester's grades, I do. I also lose my scholarship.
Wow, that's rough. I don't even have a scholarship hanging over my head, and I'm already stressed out enough. My statistics class is killing me. Here comes my professor. He's a complete tyrant.
Congratulations, Sabrina. You aced another data analysis test. You got a true gift for numbers.
Do you see what I mean? What a jerk.
Here's my estimated monthly sales gross, and here's my projected annual gross, with a pudding stain on it. Gross.
Hilda, if you want to turn a profit, you're going to have to cut costs.
Or if you really want to make some serious moolah, talk to my investment counselor, Sid.
Hello.
Yes, Sid. Hey, put me down for 100 on Run Like Hell in the Fifth.
Hey, Morgan, you almost ready?
One more minute. I'm layering my scent.
I don't want to know what that means.
Okay, how does this sound? Hamlet, the young Danish prince, is possibly one of Shakespeare's most
repetitive characters?
Please, now you're making fun of me. Like, I'm not under enough pressure. If I read this play one more time, my brain's gonna explode.
Well, now you've officially graduated to Madness 102.
Ryan, come on in.
Thanks.
Let me guess, you're here because you're having as much trouble with this Hamlet paper as I am?
No. Morgan's fixing me up with a friend of hers. We're doubling with her and Josh.
Oh, hey, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Right. How do you have time to go out on a date? Don't tell me you already finished your paper.
Oh, I'll do it after the date. You know what they say. All work and no play
leads to the eventual destruction of the cerebral cortex. Maybe it's just my family.
Already.
Morgan, we're just going to Denny's for a burger.
You never know who you might run into.
Yeah, there might be a fry cook there that could put you on the cover of Mademoiselle.
Come on, guys. See you later.
See ya.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I didn't smell any layers in her scent.
Not her, Ryan.
Oh, now he smelled good.
He knocks off his paper in his spare time and mine's gonna take me all night?
I must be really stupid. Well, first of all, you don't know what Ryan's work looks like when he turns it in. Second of all, you know, college is stressful enough. Don't add to it by trying to compare yourself to everybody else.
I hate to break it to you, but that's what the whole grading system's about.
Oh. Well, in that case, what are you talking to me for? You got a paper to write, Missy.
Hey, Morgan, by the look of last night's eyeshadow on your chin, I'm guessing the evening went well.
Oh, it was fantastic. We all ended up at this party till 4 a.m.
Really? That's about the same time that Roxy got done with her Hamlet paper.
Wow. You know, if I liked her more, I'd sort of feel bad for her.
You know, Roxy works her tail off for her GPA. How is Ryan able to go out and party all night and still get good grades?
Hello, star pitcher for the baseball team?
Hello, don't understand what that has to do with anything.
Sabrina, you are so naive. The school grades athletes way easier. Plus, the coaches encourage those guys to take cake classes, which are guaranteed A's. Like bowling and lifestyle skills, which, by the way, I aced.
Giving any student that kind of preferential treatment is totally unethical.
Yeah, anyway, whatever.
Hey, Anselda, have you ever been told to take it easier academically on star athletes?
No, although I must admit I don't get a lot of middle linebackers taking advanced quantum mechanics. Why do you ask?
Well, it seems to be a practice that goes on here with certain teachers.
That's appalling. You know, the same thing happened with the varsity jousters in high school. In alchemy, Merlin just let them pull A's out of a hat.
Did you do anything about it?
When was the last time you saw a jouster?
This calls for a closer inspection. Much closer. Roxy's paper. She'll definitely get an A.
Hey, she worked really hard on that. And that tickles.
Sorry, I didn't have time to do the paper. I had baseball practice.
An A for party boy? That's insane.
I'll fix that.
Okay, that's more like it. Watch the earring. Hey. Oh, no.
This is the last time I buy from Staples.
I wonder if there's any Dramamine in that drawer.
Too late.
Sabrina, you've been working on that article for hours. Can I get you anything?
Either a solution to unfair grading practices for athletes or a pumpkin bagel.
Pumpkin bagel coming up. Hey, where are the pumpkin bagels?
In the pumpkin bagel patch?
Huh?
In the interest of lowering overhead, we are no longer in the exotic carbohydrate business. From now on, all we sell are plain bagels and glazed donuts.
Hilda, we have an eclectic, sophisticated clientele. All right, a lot of the people who come in here look forward to their cran apple poppy seed scones.
They may like them, but in order for me to turn a decent profit, I would have to charge separately for the crayons, the apples, and the poppy seeds.
Well, hey, if all you're worried about is profit, why don't you just start making the cappuccinos with instant coffee?
Way ahead of you. You just put in some hot steam mocha mix, sprinkle cinnamon on it, nobody will know the difference. Except my accountant.
This article of yours is causing quite a stir on campus.
Oh, well, isn't that the purpose of good journalism? To shine a light on important issues and make people think?
Exactly. And rumor has it the school is going to crack down on preferential grading practices.
Oh, that's great! I'm really happy for Roxy. Finally, the playing field will be level.
I'm very proud of you, Sabrina. You stood up for what was right, and you didn't have to cast a pox on any jousters. You deserve a pat on the back.
Hey, there she is.
Nice work, Spellman.
Oh, hey, you like my article?
Loved every word. Thanks to you, I'm out of the big playoff game on Saturday.
What?
The coach just benched me until I finish all my assignments.
I hope you're proud of yourself. You just cost Adams College the championship.
Well, at least I didn't give anyone a pox.
Way to go, Sabrina. Because of your stupid article, I can kiss my A in bowling goodbye.
What are you talking about? You're taking bowling?
I needed a cake class to keep up my GPA. Bowling was the one course where I didn't have to work my tail off to get a good grade. But now, because of you, my teacher says we actually have to show up and learn how to bowl.
You're really taking bowling?
Yes. And now I have to get an A on the bowling final.
There's a bowling final?
There is now.
I'm sorry, I really am. I just wanted to make things fair. For you, for everybody.
Well, I'm not everybody. I'm just someone who's going to fail bowling and lose her scholarship. Thanks a lot, Spellman.
I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe there's a bowling final.
One glazed donut and freeze-dried coffee coming up.
Thank you kindly, son. So, how much rain you figure we're gonna get?
Same amount as when you asked me 5 minutes ago.
That's true. Those dang weathermen never get it right. How much do you think weathermen get paid?
The same amount as when you asked me 5 minutes ago.
You have a nice day now.
Well, that depends on the weather, doesn't it?
You're catching on.
Hilda, this glazed donut crowd is driving me crazy.
I had no idea you were such an elitist. You need to embrace the down-homesiness of our new customers. Hi, Wayne.
Huh?
Knee still acting up?
Oh.
Lorene, let me know which hot dish to bring to fellowship supper. I love that new leg, Fred.
Hey, Hilda. Since when do you talk like someone who married their first cousin?
Since it started making me a pickle barrel of cash.
Check your IQ at the door. Our new customers say it's looking like rain. Over and over and over again.
Well, I'd rather hear about the rain than how I'm responsible for Adam's star pitcher not playing in the game against Emerson on Saturday. Josh, do you think writing that article was a mistake?
Absolutely not. You stuck with your convictions, you took a stand, you let everybody know that Sabrina Spellman cares about what's right.
Thanks, Josh. Wait a minute. You don't care about the principal, you just want your school to win on Saturday.
I want justice to win. And if my school should benefit in the process, so be it. You have a nice day now.
It's you.
You're not still mad at me about the game, are you?
No. Now I'm mad at you because you put a major crimp in my social life. Ryan was going to take Josh and me to a party, but now he's home, chained to his books.
Look, I know it seems unfair now, but in 20 years, somebody somewhere will thank me. Please, God, I hope.
It certainly won't be me.
Me either. Thanks to you, I have to study Introduction to Bowling Theory for the all-important written portion of my final exam. Then I'll have exactly 1 hour to throw a bowling ball that doesn't land in the snack bar.
I know how to bowl. I could give you some pointers.
Oh, that's a great idea. Miles is probably an incredible bowler. I mean, that is a face that screams, I own my own ball.
16 pounds orange marble with a monogram bag.
Look, it's a great learning opportunity. Plus, you're desperate. Go.
Fine. I mean, great.
Let me just grab a wrist guard, chamois, and rosin bag.
It only gets better.
Ugh, I'm never gonna learn this.
Sure you will. It's very simple. First, step forward on the right foot. Extend the ball, going through a downswing. Then, bring the ball into a backswing slowly as the left foot gradually comes forward. Then, when you reach the top of the backswing, step forward on the right foot, going through a slide on the left foot. Then at precisely the moment the slide ends, release the ball thumb first and position your hand at approximately 45-degree angle to your eyes.
And that's all there is to it?
No, I'd like to do a little dance right about now.
Salem, have you seen Aunt Zelda?
Since when did I become her personal secretary? Hey, which horse do you like better? Shaved turkey or slap me silly?
I know I'd like to slap you silly.
And I'd like to shave a turkey. The point is, I gotta pick a horse and call my bookie. Oh, by the by, I've also got a boatload riding on the Adams-Emerson game.
Oh, I hope you didn't bet on Adams. Thanks to my article, the star pitcher can't play, and everyone's expecting us to lose big.
Yeah? I've got a page sit at the track and tell him I met Emerson. God, I hope he's still sober.
Hi, honey. I'm so glad to see you.
I can guarantee you're the only person in town who said that today.
You should be proud of what you did. You tried to correct an injustice, and that's truly admirable.
Then why is everyone looking at me like I'm the girl who told Felicity to cut her hair?
Sabrina, you don't do a selfless thing for the glory. You do it because it's right.
Well, I don't think it's right that Roxy lose her scholarship or for Adams to lose the big game. There's gotta be some way to set things right.
Well, you could use your powers to make it rain frogs, but that's been done to death.
I'll come up with something.
Yes! I think I'm finally getting the hang of this. What's my score now?
12. In the fifth frame.
Is that good?
Only if you're on a respirator.
Guys, how's the lesson going?
Do you really want to know?
I don't know, do I? My final starts in 5 minutes. The only way I'm gonna pass is if I run down the alley and throw myself at the pins.
Do they allow that?
I'm telling you, you can do this. I showed you all the moves. You just have to relax.
My scholarship's going right into the gutter. How am I supposed to relax?
I may have a way. Roxy's too uptight, we know. Chill her out so she can bowl like a pro. Start by saying I'm sorry. Now that that's done, let's get down to business.
Excuse me?
Well, you gotta finish your work and bring your grades up by Saturday, and I'm here to help.
You wanna help? Turn around and walk back out that door.
Okay, Ryan, look, you're probably so overwhelmed you don't even know where to begin. And you've probably forgotten how to study. You've skated by for so long. And you're certainly not gonna get anywhere by doodling, "I hate Sabrina."
What am I supposed to do?
First of all, never spell Sabrina with three N's. Second of all, the sooner we open these books, the sooner you'll be on that playing field.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Sit down and let's talk Hamlet.
So, I finally break down and get myself one of them riding mowers, and what happens? It rains for days, so I can't mow my lawn. It's the darndest thing.
The darndest thing? I'll tell you what's the darndest thing. This conversation. And every conversation I've had in this place since you glazed donut people took over. All you talk about is the weather, your fish, and your farm equipment. I don't care about profits. I want my cranapple poppy seed people back.
Cranapple poppy seed? That's crazy talk.
Oh, yeah? Well, how's this for crazy talk? Skedaddle! Shoo! Shoo! Y'all don't come back now, you hear?
And take this complimentary jar of freeze-dried coffee with you.
The missus will really like this.
Thanks, boss.
Anyone want some of my tofu seaweed omelet?
Sure, I'll try it.
Oh, it's not to eat. It's a deep cleaning facial mask.
That explains the witch hazel aftertaste.
Hi. Nighty night. Hold on, it's 9 a.m. Where have you been all night? Brian's dorm room.
What?
What? We were just studying.
Yeah, right. Like, I've never used that one before.
Relax. I was just helping him catch up with his classes. He's about halfway through. Now it's up to him to go the distance.
Speaking of which,
I'm not a witch.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I'm really tired. Did you say something?
I passed my bowling final with flying colors.
That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'll be able to keep my scholarship. And you know what? It was kind of fun learning a new skill.
I have much to teach you. Just think of me as your personal Yoda. Or we could just stick with "Hey, you."
Hey, Roxy. Hey, Miles.
Why are you dressed like Ray Charles?
Oh, I just came to slip into my 3 o'clock class and slip out with my life. That is, unless Ryan turned in his work on time and things are back to normal.
Hey, Spellman, I hope you trip over your laptop and die.
Well, at least you guys appreciate me. It's good to know I still have friends I can count on.
We're here for you, Sabrina.
Through thick and thin.
Hey, Sabrina.
We're out of here.
I've got good news. I handed in all my assignments and I get to play on Saturday.
Did everyone hear that? Ryan gets to play in the game on Saturday. Woohoo!
Oh. How am I going to pitch if I can't see?
I can't believe I lost a championship twice and it hasn't even been played yet.
I was just having some fun with you. But just to be on the safe side, you think you could stay away from the field on Saturday?
Yeah, anything I can do to be a good athletic supporter. Gotta go.
Adam
Williams leads 1-0. It's bottom of the ninth, two outs. Emerson's down to their last chance. Johnson steps up to the plate.
Go, Emerson! Knock it out of the park, Johnson!
No batter! Hey!
You know what I love about baseball? It's all part of the game to be abusive and obnoxious.
You know what I like best? The snacks.
Hey, peanuts, over here! Thanks, Salem.
How can you eat legumes when there's so much riding on this?
Salem, it's just a game.
To you! To me, it's the chance to become fabulously wealthy. Or live as a fugitive and have my face surgically altered.
Johnson hits the ball deep, deep, deep to left field.
Yes, yes, yes!
And it's caught! The game's over! Adams wins!
That should be said. And I should be booking my plastic surgeon in the next flight to the Cayman Islands. Toodles!